Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We talked about Jung Ho Gung. Is it? We've talked a lot about the defense because we saw it firsthand.
It coincided
with our week down in Bradenton that the defense really looked terrible on the infield for this Pittsburgh Pirates team. So I think we've all come to the same conclusion that if it's not going to be that great, you got to score runs. And if you got to score runs, then offensively, I look at the left side of the infield and
there
say
there needs to be a time.
Gung and Moran
at some point
offensively
yes.
are better than Gung and Gonzalez.
Or Gonzalez and whomever.
Oh, certainly.
Right, because while Gonzalez can pick it, I get it, I understand it. If you're going to be not good in the other positions, what does a great shortstop do for you defensively?
Exactly.
I think Gonzalez's ceiling, honestly, offensively, is like 195. I don't know if the guy can hit 200.
And here's the thing. Whatever his ceiling, however you consider his offensive abilities or productivity, it does not outweigh, it isn't outweighed by his defense.
That's
the conclusion I came to when we were down there.
Senior splits, you remember that?
I do remember senior splits.
Yeah, that bordered right on the edge of being distasteful, particularly with the theme music to senior splits.
I remember that.
Yes. What does Gonzalez, do you have Gonzalez's numbers up there?
I'm looking, efforting.
Okay.
And we're down around the 200. Man, Newman's 200.
Now, what was Gonzalez? Right. What's so, Gonzalez's lifetime?
Chisenhall 188.
Okay.
Are these just spring training numbers?
Yeah, this is spring training.
So they all stunk in spring training.
Gonzalez. He's head of the Delta Pledge class at 225.
So that's the. I'm sorry. Offensively,
Moran, you know, Moran's not that. Spring training statistics are so weird because, Cook pointed out, for example, Gung had not hit a home run off a major league pitcher. Well, he did yesterday.
In a big one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a laser beam.
Yeah, and through a wind.
Right.
Through a wind yesterday, because I guess some other guys hit bombs that didn't get out there. You know what's weird, though, about this infield defense is that the left side of their infield may be the lesser of their problems in the infield. You know, with Gonzalez and Gung, who the rejuvenated Gung.
Yeah, lost in all this is that Frazier isn't necessarily, you know,
he's not exactly gold glove material.
Correct.
Yeah. And Josh Bell is certainly not.
This is a big year for Josh Bell because I think the Pirates have not necessarily a decision to make. Josh Bell is here for the long haul, I would think. But if he doesn't perform again, then you're really dealing with – because I think you already know what you have defensively.
Right.
Okay, that's where it is. It's a fixed quotient defensively. It's not going to move. He's not going to just all of a sudden turn into Will Clark. Like, this is what he is. If he doesn't perform again offensively – then don't you have some kind of questions?
Yes. Oh, there's no question about it. Now, what do you think the chances are that DH comes in next year?
Not. They have to give him at least 2 years lead time.
2 years.
Yeah.
I think.
For draft and development.
Because
you can't leave the National League teams that hamstrung. You can't. You have to give them. Like, if
you
they
don't
said,
think you could go 2020?
Well, if
that would be 2 years. No.
The question is,
they would have to do it before the draft.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Or even before
the,
okay.
Yeah, the question becomes, has Manfred officially proposed it as a rule change? Because a year following, he can just go ahead and institute it if he wants to, much like he's done with other rule changes. So we're in agreement. I think we're more than a year off from the DH. And I think you've got to think more immediately about Josh Bell, too. I understand where you're going, Jim. But you've got to think more immediately about Josh Bell and how he offensively can outweigh his defensive deficiencies.
There's a guy behind him, too, who's not bad. He drove in over 100 runs last year in Double-A. Now, that's no, you know, that Will Craig is going to be a major league hitter. We don't know. He was a first-round pick.
Oh, I agree. Craig's a pretty good baseball player.
But I would hate to go through the month of April and into May losing a whole bunch of 3-1, 4-2 games because you can't produce any offense. Or not enough offense, I guess I should say. Because again, if Gung's productive, he lengthens the lineup 1-7. But you've still got a giant gaping hole in the eighth spot.
What's weird is that in the American League, you can get away with a light-hitting shortstop if he's really, really good defensively.
Right.
Right? More so?
Yes.
Because the DH. In the National League, you can't have two automatic outs at the end of the batting order.
Eric Gonzalez is either going to be an enormous surprise or he's going to be gone by the All-Star break.
That's you're probably not out of the realm
that's
of,
the way
of
I
logic.
See it.
It might depend on how Tucker does.
Or
I don't know
he's
if they
going
would,
to be
not
someone that they keep marching
season.
Out there day after day after day that's just not getting hits, and Hurdle's going to be made to sit at that desk every day and just get bludgeoned by reporters about what he gives us defensively. Mm-hmm. And a guy's going to go through stretches of 0 for 16, 1 for 25, and you're not going to have much of a choice.
You've got to be
That's
able to carry the
tough.
Stick enough to make it worth plugging you in there every single day. And he doesn't, and neither does Newman. And it's just, when you look at the top seven most productive shortstops offensively last year, guess what they all had in common? They all went to the postseason.
Right.
Postseason teams have productive shortstops in the lineup. They don't have just placeholders who have quote-unquote decent gloves.
It was worth a flyer. And I don't care if he broke down after 30 games. It was worth a flyer on Tulowitzki.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. Just because of what he can give you offensively.
And if you're going to get surprised by Gung the way you have this spring, and if that's going to continue into the regular season, which I know is a big if, then you've got to make the most of it. And he's looked pretty rangy at third this spring. I wouldn't have a problem moving him to short and saying, you know what, Moran goes to third, let the chips fall where they may. We've got to score runs.
You know, it's really weird how Gonzalez was blocked in Cleveland. Kipnis and Lindor are on the DL.
I know.
Or, I'm sorry, whatever they're calling it now. They're both injured.
The IL.
And so it's just strange that he if he was still in, what, Max Moroff going to have a shot now in Cleveland to be a starter?
Perhaps.
I mean.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.